Love Inspired and Harper Audio present His Christmas Salvation by Lee Tobin McLean. Performed by Tanya Eby. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. To Pauline and Larry, the real Nemo's parents. Chapter 1. Only a guy with issues would hold full-length conversations with his dog. Fisk Wilkins made no secret of it. He was a guy with issues. "I'm peopled out," he said to his service dog Nemo. "How about you? Dogged out?" They were in Fisk's truck, headed home from a busy Thanksgiving dinner that had included two of his brothers, their wives, and their growing number of kids and dogs. Nemo, a stocky poodle mix, had nearly flunked out of service dog training, and he'd only belonged to Fisk for 2 months. But they were already bonded. The dog's dark, intelligent eyes and alert head tilt gave the impression that he understood exactly what his new owner was saying. Fisk steered his truck carefully through the snowy downtown of Holiday Point. When the lampposts flickered on, each decorated with an evergreen wreath, bright red bow and white lights, he groaned.
"Christmas decorations already?"
Nemo barked, possibly reminding Fisk that Thanksgiving Day was high time for holiday decorating. The few family groups strolling through downtown looked pretty happy about the season, too, stopping to chat or point at the lit-up window displays. Fisk wasn't looking forward to Christmas. He would be doing this holiday season sober for the first time in a while. It wasn't going to be easy. He touched the cross around his neck, then one of the AA coins in the bin between the seats, then Nemo. Nemo let out his distinctive high-pitched yip, seeming to understand Fisk's concerns. Excessive barking was the flaw that had led to Nemo's near flunkout. The dog couldn't shut up. Fisk had volunteered at the training center while waiting for his service dog to be assigned, and he'd offered to take Nemo, despite his imperfections. Since Fisk lived in the hilly woods outside the town of Holiday Point, with only one other house nearby, the noise wasn't a problem for him. Better a barking dog than enemy fire any day. He and his sole neighbor, a Vietnam veteran, agreed on that. Halfway down the icy dirt road that led to his rented house and wood shop, he spotted a silver car, nose down the embankment. It didn't look serious, but he could see exhaust smoke, so the car was still running. Must have just happened. He jammed his truck into park and got out. Nemo barked.
"Come on," Fisk said, and the dog jumped out.
Together, they slipped and slid down the slope to the driver's side door. He used his glove to rub away the icy, snowy film that had formed on the window. He could barely see the driver in the deepening dusk, just a lot of blonde hair, so probably a woman. He tried the door, locked. And she rightly wouldn't want to open the door to a strange man on a deserted road.
"Your window," he called, making a circling gesture.
She lowered the window a few inches.
"Are you okay?" he asked.
He still couldn't see her clearly.
"Turn the car off."
She did as he'd said, and then Fisk heard a sound from the back seat, a fussing noise, increasing in volume. The blonde woman fumbled with a bag beside her and then turned toward the back seat. The sound of a crying baby threw him into the past. He could almost feel the weight of his daughter in his arms, just as he'd felt it the many nights he'd walked the floor to soothe her. He shoved history and emotion aside, his army medic training taking over.
"Either of you need medical attention?"
he asked the driver through a tight throat. She turned back toward him, only it wasn't just any driver. It was his girlfriend, his baby's mother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?